嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开源英语带给你的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, it's Adam.
那今天呢，我们要说说中国非常有名的大明星范冰冰。So you know what happened to her, right?
Kind of. I heard a lot of rumors.
She was missing, or she wasn't in the public eye for a long time.
Which is weird for a celebrity.
对，but she re-emerged with a big public apology.
Oh.
You know, about some wrongdoings.
Wrongdoing?
而且是挺严重的 wrongdoings.
Oh, okay.
那我们今天就找了一些外媒的报道啊，给大家选了一篇英国 BBC 报道范冰冰事件的这个英语文章，就是把这个阴阳合同呀、偷税漏税这些事情呢，就是我们看看英国媒体是怎么来报道的。 OK， 那我们今天的微信公众号上面会把完整的这个文章放上去，因为看英语媒体对时事的报道也是非常好的一个提升英语的方法啊。那当然呢，除了文字，我们今天还要一起跟大家来讲解一下这个新闻里面的一些关键词。好，那 Adam， 所有的这个新闻报道啊，文章它都会有一个标题。
We all have a headline.
所以标题就叫 headline.
Headline.
So what's the headline of this BBC news article?
It says, Fan Bingbing, missing Chinese actress fined for tax fraud.
Okay, 所以这个标题里面其实就有很多的语言点啊。我们先来看 missing. 有的时候在国外你会看到 missing person,、
mm-hmm.
然后就是 or missing dog.
Right.
大家来帮我们找。
Right.
这是走失的啦，对吗？但这里的 missing actress, you know, 她不是走失的。
Right.
So, 我前面说 she wasn't in the public eye for a long time, 就不在公众视线底下，从公众视线消失。But you can also just say missing.
She's missing. Where is she?
对 we didn't know where she was. And now she's fined for tax fraud.
Okay, so this...Fine is not the kind of like, fine, thanks, and you, fine. This is a very bad fine.
So this is...
This is when you have to pay money for something bad.
对，就是你可能做错了一些事 you broke the law or you broke some rules and regulations.
Broke the rules, basically.
对对 and you will get a fine or you will get fined.
Right.
And what is she getting fined for?
Tax fraud.
Tax fraud. 英语是不是有个说法就是说人生有两件事是 unescapable、一个是 death 一个就是 tax
taxes yeah
而且你死了以后还会问你的
kids,
家人再来收税
yeah, yeah, yeah.
就国外真的是这样
yeah it's the price of civilization
、tax 税那 fraud 是什么意思呢
fraud is when you the only word I can think of is rip off somebody but you basically cheat somebody or the government or the public out of money
对对对就是像诈骗那种、是吧那 tax fraud 就是税务欺诈偷税逃税啊、偷税漏税啊那 fraud F-R-A-U-D you can also call a person a fraud
he's a fraud yeah
是吗
kind of means like he or she is a, like a fake
对 they're not who they claim they are
right
kind of, 对吗 they're a fraud 好那 headline 就看到这儿我们现在来看文章吧
alright Chinese megastarFan Bingbing has been fined around 883 million yuan, and that is $129 million, or, this would be very important to a British person, around 98.9 million pounds.
好多钱哦。
Yeah, jeez.
So, 800 million yuan, 它这个是 close to 900 million yuan, 快9亿人民币的罚款、对。好，前面说到它是 megastar.
Megastar.
Mega, M-E-G-A.
Yeah, it just means really big.
就是 huge,
huge.
对，中国很多东西都是 mega proportion.
It is, that's true. We often talk about mega in terms of like, well, the city where I come from, Toronto, it's called the mega city.
可是跟中国
Yeah, I know, it's so tiny compared to any city in China.
北上广深 mega cities, right?
You could say they're
yeah,
mega cities,
mega cities. 但范冰冰是一个超级巨星 megastar
right yeah
前面 fine 我们已经说过了然后呢那个金额就英语里面这个亿它其实是 $100 million
right
然后 $1 billion 就是十亿、是吧所以 billionaire
right
Okay, 然后so she was fined for 什么
Tax evasion and other offenses.
Oh, okay. 前面我们讲了 tax fraud, 然后这里 tax evasion, what's the difference?
Tax evasion, I suppose, is a form of tax fraud. Evasion or evade means to just not do, or kind of like hide from.
Ah, okay. 逃税是吧
Right.
对然后他这个逃税这个 tax evasion, do you know how she did it?
Very carefully.
Of course, 但是也是他有一个阴阳合同。
Oh, so like, I guess an American would say 阴阳 contract.
对因为英语里面阴阳就是 yin and yang,
yang,
they'll say yang,
yeah.
阴阳 contract.
Okay, 阴阳 contract.
Basically, two versions of...a contract.
Okay.
One is
one says one thing and one says something different.
对对对
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, you know, one contract would be her actual real earnings from a movie or a TV show, but the other, which she submitted to the tax authority, would be a lesser amount.
Huh.
As a way to evade paying high taxes.
Yes, that sounds like tax evasion to me.
对，就是逃税啊。OK, 但这次那个处理的结果就是 well, she needs to pay a mega fine.
A mega fine.
but she doesn't have to go to the jail.
Right, it says she will escape criminal charges.
OK, 所以一个 criminal charge 就是 something you will go to jail for, 是吗
Yes. Well, I mean...
You will be charged with that.
Yeah, exactly. And this word here, escape, is very, very, very similar to evade, which we said before. So it just means she won't go to jail.
好，所以呢，最后这个事情就是这样。然后范冰冰本人自己她也就是写了一个公开道歉信嘛。所以像道歉信啊、道歉啊这个比较 formal 的说法，我们当然不能只说 say sorry。
Sorry letter、
不行，我们要叫他
public apology
啊，对、
right? ，offer a public
apology， 对，然后就是说，我就觉得自己非常非常的惭愧 ，I'm so
ashamed。
Usually if you did something wrong or something bad, yeah, you would feel ashamed.
Right. I guess when I would feel ashamed would be like when I would steal a cookie when I was a kid. Not 800 million cookies. So ashamed.
那 shameful 和 ashamed 的区别是？
Well, I would say that like an act or an action, something that you do, that could be shameful.
比如 tax evasion is
shameful.
And then 范冰冰 feels ashamed.
You would feel ashamed, right.
Okay, 就用法的不同啊。好，那今天我们BBC 的这段报道就跟大家分享到这儿，但我们的微信公众号里会把完整的一篇文章引述出来，所以可以帮助你更好的学习一些新闻热点事件的一些热点语言啊。其实我搬到加拿大有一年多的时间，然后在加拿大，其实美国也是嘛，就是我们交个人所得税的时候，公司付我们工资的时候，其实已经帮我们也是代扣代缴taken at source.
Right.
但是你每年还是要自己去 file for taxes.
Yeah, you have to report them.
对，我就觉得好麻烦，我就想说不是已经代扣代缴，我怎么还要自己搞一次？所以其实我刚搬到这儿的时候 ，that was a whole new thing I had to learn how to fill in all the forms, and it's super confusing, 特别难搞。
It is. So you can hire an accountant?
H&R Block,
yeah, it's, you know, they're right there.
你 hire 一个 accountant?
I did, yeah.
Oh, smart. 帮介绍给我吧。好的，好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。看英语会继续为你带来热门的实用的英语学习内容，也不要忘了看一下我们的会员课程，每天都有更新六个不同的级别，你一定能学到对自己有用的内容。OK, 感谢大家的收听，我们下次再见。
OK, bye guys, don't forget to pay your taxes.